Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Bert to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Bert. Forhers.com/Bert. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Here, Bert Show.
I don't know why I was so surprised by this over the weekend, but I was the recipient of a random act of kindness.
Aww.
It was really, really nice. I was with a friend of mine, and she called me up, and she's like, let's go for a bike ride. I was like, okay, I haven't taken the bike off of the rack in a year and a half. I guess today would be a good day to do it. It was really beautiful out. So, of course, I get the bike off the rack, but there's absolutely no air in the tires. So I have a tiny car. I have a hybrid, so I don't really have a trunk that I could have like put the bike in. She had biked over to my house. So we were actually walking the bikes to the closest gas station to just, you know, we brought some change with us and we were going to fill up the tires there or whatever.
You're going to buy 75 cents worth of air?
Yeah.
Which is it the old man thing that irks me?
Oh, me too,
why,
dude.
Why are you freaking charging for air?
It's not their charge. Can I just sidebar for 1 second?
I'm charging for the compressor.
Somebody explain that to me also. It's, you know how many times people come and rip that hose off there and they have to replace that thing over and over and over again?
Really?
That's what you're paying for.
All right. Sidebar. Well, I've never ripped it off.
Because it used to drive me nuts too.
75 cents for air?
Yeah.
You guys are like my 7-year-old uncle right now. You know that, right?
Cut your hair and get on with your story.
So anyway, we're walking to a gas station. There's not really a close gas station next to where I live. I mean, we're talking, I'm going to be walking this bike maybe half a mile to a mile to get the air in the tires or whatever. So we're walking along. We pass by this coffee shop in my neighborhood. And this girl was like, hey, do you guys need some help? She must have been a biker or whatever, but she was just sitting there like kind of enjoying her little afternoon coffee or whatever. And we were like, yeah, we totally, didn't plan ahead. We're not really like bike people. We've got to go get air in the tires. And she's like, well, my friend lives right down the street. Let me go get it. So she walked like a couple houses, maybe a block down the street to her friend's house, got the bike pump, came back, and then totally was like a bike person and like knew how to do it and had the right, compression or whatever, and like totally pumped up my tires for me.
Nice. That's cool.
Totally out of nowhere. And
did you give her 75 cents?
I should have. No, we offered to buy her a coffee or whatever, but she's like, no, it's totally cool. Like, she was just happy to do it, and she was so nice. And it just was such a great surprise because we were kind of bummed. We just wanted to get on the bikes and go.
Yeah.
But like, it was going to have to be this like whole effort. And then, seriously, like one block from my house, she was there. She showed up. She pumped up my tires, and we had a great afternoon.
That is a sad sight.
So nice.
Somebody walking a bike with two flat tires.
Aww. Yeah,
it's just a sad look.
But it was just like this total random act of kindness, and I was like, that is so awesome. I need to do something like that for somebody else. Like, I need to pay it forward. You know,
it's almost a double edged sword. Even telling the story, because it's almost sad that that's such a big deal.
Like, yeah.
I needed help.
Right.
Somebody helped me. Whoa. Yeah. Who knew?
It was one of those things that sort of. Can change the course of your day.
But it is a bigger deal because, I mean, the person was sitting there having coffee, got up, walked 5 minutes away, got the bike pump, walked back, did it. So it is more than just a, you're a dollar short on your...
Yeah, here's a buck, which is, I mean, it took some effort. That is cool.
It's cool.
It was really neat.
Now, enter Natalie here. She got a this is her at Mike Music. Was also a recipient of what could have been interpreted as a random act of kindness for the person that was giving it. But if you scratch a little deeper, it may be a little insulting.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I was at work. I was at my desk. And just one of my coworkers, a person that I say, hi and bye to, no, real relationship with him. He just walks up to me and he said, the Lord told me to give you this. And he hands me a $10 bill. And I'm like, who told you to give me that?
Said, you mean Lord down
Lord.
In accounting?
Yeah. Lloyd? Lord. And my next question was like, why? He was like, I don't know. He just spoke to me. He told me to give you this. And I just could not figure out for the life of me why. It's like, okay, was it the way I was dressed? And I was like, it can't be that. I don't dress that badly.
It was something I had to take up with the Lord.
I know. Yeah. It's like, why didn't he tell me this? I mean, I missed that message, I guess.
Right?
He told, you know, so-and-so.
Why didn't you say, why didn't the Lord just tell me to go to the ATM?
Right. You know, I have it. But, you know, of course I couldn't take it. Mm-hmm. I was like, I think.
What did you say to him when you told him you couldn't take it?
No, I just, you know, I said, thank you. I appreciate that. But, you know, I can't take this.
The Lord told me to tell you to get the F out of my cube.
Well, it's sort of like, I mean, I understand what he's trying to do here, but why does he single you out and why does he think you need $10?
I have no idea.
So
first,
the Lord spoke to him and said that Natalie was the one who needed the $10, not just somebody.
It's a random act of insulting. That's what it is.
I was like, I don't know. It's like maybe I would have, you know, left my debit card at home and I needed $10 for some reason that day. I don't know. And I questioned it the whole day. It's like, looking at how I'm dressed and I'm like, I'm okay.
Was there any point that day that you remember, like maybe you went to get a sandwich or something and you reach in and there was no cash, you had to use your credit card?
It was early in the day, so I had just got there. I've never asked anybody for money.
No, but I mean like later in that day, like the Lord maybe was trying to help you out.
I was thinking that, but no.
Like he was presenting the money for a situation that was going to happen
right.
later that
right.
she didn't
so,
know.
I thought about that. It's
maybe
like,
you
what?
Go to dinner with
and
a friend.
And I checked to make sure that I had my debit card on me because I usually sometimes leave that in my jeans and maybe I needed cash that day. But no, I was fine that day. And
we got to do it. I'm just curious. I want to get this guy on because now I'm curious about why he's...
Why?
He's
when did the
that?
Lord talk to you? What did he say?
Yeah, like why he singled you out and what the Lord said to make you the recipient of the $10.
Actually, I had another theory. And I wished it wasn't true, but actually it came true. I thought maybe it was like a flirtation, you know, mechanism. Maybe this is way that he was flirting with me.
Mm-hmm. To break the ice with you? He told you that he was going to give you $10 from the Lord.
I guess.
That's unique.
Yeah. 2 days later, he came back with this cheesy line saying, you know, your inner beauty is just as wonderful as your outer beauty. I'm like, please. Oh. We're doing this now.
He's gonna
this
come
guy
up.
Is so nice.
He's
sweet.
Like,
dissing
him. He's gonna come up to you next week with $50 and say, the Lord said I could touch your boobs.
$4,000,
like
I might
nice
let him.
Are you sure that that wasn't a pickup line and he was just trying to be nice again?
I think that was a pickup line. A
that
bad one
awesome.
At that.
That is awesome. Is that what flirting has? Are you trying to buy your way into?
With the Lord. You can't
yes!
use the Lord.
Do not bring Jesus Christ into your pickup line.
It's the Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
Listen, it's the Burt Show.
So I have a dilemma that I don't know if I should... I don't know the right way to handle it because I think it's one of those things that can handle differently between guys and girls.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
I'm strangely distracted by your shirt. Is it wet up on top or does it fade?
That's odd because I'm strangely distracted by your shirt.
Is that just the lighting? I'm sorry.
No, that's the shirt.
Well, when you told me that you wanted me to tell the story, I got nervous and started sweating.
Okay.
It's faded.
Okay, cool. I was just having a little ADD moment. It's a nice shirt.
And what's up with your shirt?
The collar on it?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not happy with it either.
And the crosses on the shoulders and stuff?
Well, the crosses don't bother me.
Well, it's Halloween. Y'all should have called each other before you dressed this morning.
Trying to be a pirate?
Yeah. You guys are having the biggest chick moment. I love this.
I just couldn't tell if you... I was like, it wasn't even raining coming in today, so why does he have moisture all over his shoulders,
wow.
Poor guy?
Now I have to do... Not, so we just have a debate about what each other's wearing, and now I have to have this dilemma on how to handle... this situation, guy way or girl way. Bert, if you are cutting ties with a dude friend, right?
Yes.
Do you tell him or do you just do it?
You immediately stop talking and you stop returning emails and texts and calls. There's no conversation. There's no breaking up in the guy world.
Yeah.
Well, it depends. Doesn't it depend on why?
Not really.
Like why?
No.
You don't want to be friends with that person
anymore?
So you
just... Mm-mm. You just,
just cut it off cold turkey.
That's it, man. Yeah, he doesn't need to know why. You don't, I mean, we're not like women here. Let's have a little talk, you and I.
All right, so like... Then how do you handle it when you get phone calls and it's like, hey, you want to go do something?
You're
always busy.
Yeah.
Doesn't that seem like
the call come and you hit ignore, goes to voicemail, you never call back. They email you, you never email back. After a while, they get the hint.
Okay. And then when you run into them out and they're like, dude, how come you have an email? How come you haven't called? What, don't you like me anymore?
No, you lie about not getting their emails or texts or anything.
Okay. Now let me switch this. Let me switch this up. Boy, this is going to go quickly. I didn't realize how good you were at dumping people.
Yes. How many people I've blown up? Well, it's actually been the other way around, so I know how it works.
Okay, so if the guy involved in the situation is very chick-like, I think that's what's throwing me.
Well, it might require a conversation at that point, because if the guy involved is chick-like, we need answers. We need closure. We need to know why this cutoff is taking place.
I can give you insight on this with somebody that we know. I can't say who it is, but we know who I'm talking about, right? Very chick-like.
Yes.
Right?
Sensitive.
Very sensitive
dude.
Wordy. Okay.
You guys know him better than I do.
So very sensitive. We were hanging out for a while there,
right.
But this was a person that needed to have deep, meaningful relationships with everybody, like guys, women. It wasn't a lot of fun to hang out with the dude because he was just so intense,
right.
You know?
Right.
Like Bono.
Yeah, it would be like, or hanging out with Sean Penn.
Right.
Come on, dude, lighten up, man.
Yeah.
So, but we were hanging out with each other quite a bit. We took a vacation together and went surfing together and everything. And finally,
right.
I was just fed up with it, man. I'm like, I can't do this anymore.
You're like, I just want to watch football and like scratch myself.
Yeah, I want to talk about girls that I've never even been with, man.
Right.
Lie to each other and stuff.
I want to have a good bonding afternoon where I sit in the same room on the same couch as you and we eat out of the same pizza box, but we don't say one word.
Yes.
Nice.
He was hard to shake, though, because if you're a friend with this guy, it's a deep, meaningful relationship. He showed up to the radio station one day.
What?
So on my way out, walking in the car, he met me in the lobby. He's like, dude, what's up?
Out of the blue?
Yeah, remember I told you about this?
Mm-hmm.
To find out why you hadn't called?
I think he said it was one of those in the neighborhood type deals. So I thought I'd just hang out in the lobby until you left. It was like 12:30.
It's like
creeper.
Stalking you.
Yes.
Because see, he needed closure. He needed answers. So if your guy friend is anything like this, he's going to need answers.
That's what I'm worried.
And there's more ways to get in touch with you now than there was when Bert did his breakup. Because now there's Facebook, Twitter, all that stuff.
Well, it wasn't 1978. It was like 3
years
ago.
Yeah, but it was before you were on Facebook or Twitter.
Yeah.
So, you know, back
that
in the
old... That did sound bad. I'm sorry.
Back in the old days when you could only MySpace you. So that's my fear, is like coming around the corner and then being confronted with that, because I'm not in... If I have a confrontation, there are only two types of confrontations that I'm good at. One are the ones where I know I'm 1,000,000% right, and the other one is the one where I've had plenty of time to prepare. So if it's like a subjective situation, but I can prepare, I can put myself, line myself up to be prepared for it and ready to go.
Think about how you're going to respond to this
right.
that or the other.
Then I'm good. But if I go downstairs and there's a creeper in the lobby who's been hanging out, then I'm like...
And you're in like work mode, and then all of a sudden it's friend mode in your face.
I may sleep with him. Like, it may be so.
Well, why are you making the breakup in the first place?
The same thing, the intensity.
Okay.
Like the
too
whole
much.
Yeah, there's too much emotion for the there's too much emotion for the for just hanging out. For just
Yeah, there's some dudes that can live like on a superficial level. You know, we can go to Fido's and we can hang out for 4 hours. We can say 6 words to each other, and it was one of the greatest times I ever had. Then there are other dudes that just need to talk all the time about every little thing. Shut up, man.
I have a question in general about guy friendships.
Yes.
Like, it seems to me that it would be easier to let go of because they don't mean as much to you guys. Like, is that, and that's just from an outsider looking in?
No, mm-hmm. I wouldn't say that, but because you're interpreting that we don't connect the same way that women do doesn't mean we don't connect. It just doesn't have to be a constant in touch with each other and talking and sharing.
Now, I understand that part. I understand that you guys are going to communicate and interact differently, and that it doesn't mean it's any less quality. I mean that if a guy friend walks out of your life for one reason or another, maybe you guys are too superficial and this guy friend of yours wants to have a deeper relationship with somebody, so they ditch you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's not going to devastate you like it is when girls... Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. break up with their best girlfriends.
I will tell you that there are
that will bother a girl for years. I mean, it will be 10 years later and she'll still be sad that this other girlfriend of hers isn't in her life anymore. Like, mm-hmm. I think it's like a part of you, like, all of a sudden is missing if you're that close with somebody. And then I think for guys, you're kind of like, huh, move on.
Well, I think if, and I don't know if I'm speaking for Burt, but I think, like, in my world, there's maybe half a dozen people, if even that many, who if they came to me and said, we can't be friends anymore because of A, B, and C, then I would be hurt. Like, I would be crushed that I wasn't able to maintain a friendship with them because I thought we were better friends than that. Like, that's maybe...
Very
like,
few, though.
That's like three or four people right there. That's a small core.
Even so, wouldn't you rather have those people just drop off the face of the earth than actually tell you that they're breaking up with you?
Well, these are the people that if there was a breakup, I'd be like, I would call them on it. We're like, dude, come on.
What's going on?
We see each other every, you know, week, weekend, whatever. We talk from time to time. You know, guys don't talk to other guys. So the guys that you do talk to, if one of those blew me off, I'd be like, everything. I would go, because guys are so non-observant and like would never dawn on me that it was me. Like, I would go to the guy and go, dude, is everything okay with you?
Then isn't the guy going to go, yeah, everything's fine? Even if there was nothing, or, I mean, even if he knew the breakup was imminent, wouldn't he say, no, dude, everything's fine, it's in your head, and then just leave?
Yeah, that would throw me. Like, that would, if it was one of
if
the
it was an inner circle
95% of the guys, I wouldn't notice for a year and a half if they stopped calling me. I mean, quite honestly. Like, 95, and I think it's the same for most guys. Like, I think I could bring somebody up to Bert, you know, who maybe moved away 2 years ago and go, hey, have you ever talked to whatever? And he'll go, no, I haven't heard from him in a while. Oh, yeah, that's because he moved to Canada.
Yeah. Dude, where you been? It feels like we haven't talked to each other in years.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, it has been years.
We haven't.
It really has been.
Because it has been, yeah.
So you're going to break up with the guy, or you're just going to let it slowly fade?
I'll let it slowly fade.
That's the manly thing to do.
This is The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute, it's carbs are bad, and then the next, it's, no, actually, carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's forhers.com/Burt. Forhers.com/Burt. Weight Loss by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit forhers.com.
The Burt Show.
The main thing that I want to try and figure out is, you know, before I even see him, is what are you? What are these things? We experience them all over the place. And, you know, up until this point, I really did not think that these things could physically attack you. I had heard the stories, seen the movies, all that stuff. And really up until this investigation, I had never experienced anything personally where I really felt like my safety was in danger. And this investigation really, it threw me off for about 48 hours trying to put my hands around what in the world could have happened at this building that would have caused the amount of audible activity that we had as well as the physical activity that we had. I'm not the only person that was touched. I was actually scratched. I was kicked. Cappy, the marketing director for the place, he had his ear pulled. My brother had his butt grabbed while we were there. Ooh. I mean, it was an extremely physical event, and nothing like that has ever happened with us before. So,
and you guys weren't on the dance floor with the DJs going.
None of that stuff. None of that stuff. No, Albert was walking up into the VIP room when he got his butt grabbed. So y'all watch that whenever
There's
you guys are going through
ghost
that.
Up
exactly.
Compound.
Watch
so.
Out,
just
fellas.
Tell the ghost good touch, bad touch.
That's going to happen at Big Wicked. Guys, yeah. You're going to be grabbing butts and be like,
"What me? It's the ghost. Just so you know, Big Wicked, there is no bad touch.
That's true. Absolutely.
And I know you guys are a skeptical lot, and I would be also. And some of you guys might be thinking, look, this is just an easy way for them to talk about the Big Wicked because it's that compound, and this is where the hunt is. None of this is made up. We promise you.
I would not put my credibility on the line for a marketing ploy. I went there thinking, you know, if there's something there, cool. It might be cool to have everybody there in a true haunted place for the party. But my God, I had no idea what I was walking into. It was out of this world. It really was.
What is the history of Compound? Like, we heard earlier that it was a slaughterhouse, and then we heard that they used to make tombstones there.
The building itself, wherever the party actually is, that's where the headstone factory was. We did catch activity out of Compound itself. Then they also have a building right next door to it that's actually just a warehouse. They use it for storage, things like that. And that is where the slaughterhouse actually used to be. And it is dark and it is creepy in that slaughterhouse. And that was my favorite. Instantly coming up, I'm attracted to the darkest, creepiest spot in the entire building. And it was the slaughterhouse. So we kind of broke up into teams. Half the team went into Compound. Half of us went into the slaughterhouse. My team actually started off in Compound. And then we went to the slaughterhouse after maybe about an hour afterwards. So while we went into the slaughterhouse, we came across a door, and this door was padlocked. I mean, it was locked. And
I feel like a little kid with my legs crossed, like I'm listening in class because I'm so a ghost I cannot. Story. Yeah, exactly.
So this door was locked, and something was telling us we got to get inside this door. So we finally jimmied the door open to get in, and we opened it up, and there's just boom, this dark basement that. We didn't know it was there, and come to find out, Cappy didn't even know that it was there. The marketing director, he's like, dude, I've never been down here before. I didn't even know this place had a basement. So we went down there, and the activity just it blew up instantly as soon as we were down there. And the amount of activity, the audible activity, was literally when I was going back. It's about a 45-minute stretch of the most crazy. Paranormal activity I've ever. Every minute something was happening.
Like, could you feel like you and I have talked about this before? Last year when I spent the night in that haunted hotel,
right.
That I could feel an energy behind me when I was trying to sleep that would wake me up. When you started to walk down into that basement, could you feel that kind of energy?
Not at first, because you're going down with flashlights. You know, anytime you have light, it gives you that sense of comfort. But when the lights go off, that's kind of when your adrenaline starts pumping at that point. And it definitely got very heavy very quickly. Within the first 45 seconds of us kind of, you know, settling in and turning the lights off, the tenseness in the room started to increase.
Wow.
And, I mean, it was...
What did it look like down there?
Pitch black. You couldn't... There are literally no windows in the building or in the basement. You couldn't see your hand in front of your face. There's building materials all over the place down there. I don't know where the building materials came from. Windows, doors, toilets, all kinds of stuff, just kind of thrown down into this basement area. It's basically storage, and you know, the Compound has owned this building for the past 6 months.
Well,
and they
could
even
use those toilets a couple years ago.
There's plenty of them. So
there are some nights that, you know, that I needed a bathroom so badly. I would have gone told me that it's downstairs in a dark room, I would have gone anyway.
Well, you're not going to catch me going down there alone. And normally I would go into any place by myself. I've never been in a situation where I wouldn't go into a place by myself. But down in this basement, I truly feel like my safety would be in jeopardy if I went down there by myself.
No kidding. That bad.
It was that bad. It was that intense. I have never run out of it. One of the last ones that we're going to play for you. Literally, I run out of this place screaming like a little schoolgirl, and I'm horribly embarrassed that I'm going to play this on air. But, you know, it is what it is. It's exactly what happened, and you can hear the terror in the voices of everybody that was there that something crazy just happened. And I mean, I first time ever, I've run out of a room screaming.
All right, let's go ahead. I'm sorry.
One quick question. When we hear this audio, is this stuff that was on the playback, or is this, did you hear audible things? When you were in the basement.
Yes, while we were there.
Wow.
This first
so you
one,
heard it. Because usually it's not till after right. when you play back the audio, then you hear some of the whispers and the voices. But
this is the 1% when you hear these things. And we heard them all night long.
Oh, damn.
So when I say this is without a doubt the most wicked place I've ever been to, the Big Wicked, you could not get a better fitting name for this for this event. I mean, it is unbelievable.
There are so many like really freaky ghosts, like people that love this kind of thing, that I bet they could rent that place out for Halloween next year in the pitch dark and not do anything to it at all, and people would want to spend the night there.
Absolutely.
Oh, yeah, just go sleep or stay in the dark.
Yes. Yep.
All right, let's. We're gonna have to do this in two parts because there's so many clips to play for you guys. There was so much activity that I think we're gonna have to do it in two different parts here. So why don't we give them a taste with a couple, okay, then we'll come back and we'll play all the really, really, really freaky stuff.
Sounds good. Now keep in mind, all of this was captured during maybe 3 hours, but the majority of this happened in the last 45 minutes to an hour. All right, the first one that we caught, this one is just one of the many events that we actually heard while we were there. My brother Albert, if you guys have tuned in for a couple of years, he's actually about to go to Afghanistan, so he definitely wanted to come in for one of these. He says, tap on something, make a noise, tap on something. And we all of us in the room heard this woman's voice that says, come in here.
Tap on something.
Now, I had to cut it off right there at the end because it was going to be another bleep. There's a lot of these that unfortunately had to have some bleeps in it.
Clear as day.
Yes.
It's like she's
here.
There with you.
Exactly.
Oh my God, one more time.
Okay, so you'll hear once again, you'll hear his brother's voice, who I'm assuming doesn't get shook very easily because he's been on a couple of tours in the military.
And he's
now
a police officer as well.
And then you hear the woman's voice come in.
Tap on something.
In case you couldn't understand what they said 2-for-1 well drinks at the main bar.
All right, now this next one, crazy, absolutely crazy. All of us, again, all of us heard this at the exact same time. Dreema, which by the way, Dreema did such a great job over the past couple of months keeping everything running smoothly with the ghost hunters. But Dreema actually said, if you're in here, scream. So about 30, 45 seconds go by, no scream, and then all of us clearly hear a little girl scream somewhere probably about 30 feet behind us.
So this is completely silent for you guys now for almost a minute when this happens?
I don't know about silence. I think we asked another question in between, and then we heard the scream, and all of us, again, you'll hear us note the fact that we all heard the scream.
That was definitely like between you guys.
There it is.
Did you hear
that? That was a scream.
Let's hear it again.
That was definitely like between you guys.
I said, that was about 45 seconds after she had just said, "If you know, can you scream as loud as you can for us?"
That was definitely like between you guys.
Did you hear that?
And the freaky thing is that you say, "Can you scream as loud as you can?" And that's how audible it is.
Yeah,
that distance away. Mm. Oh man! Creepy.
Now this one's a little on the faint side. This one was actually captured in compound itself. Obviously Atlanta's got so much Civil War history to it. I asked if they were a Civil War soldier, and there's a little bit of a pause. So the first clip is kind of long because there's about 5 to 6 seconds of a pause, and then some girl or woman responds back, "My uncle."
Are you a Civil War soldier?
One more time?
Mm-hmm.
Are you a Civil War soldier?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Now I clipped it, so it's just to the my uncle part. So if you want to play the next one,
okay. So this is now zoomed in on this one.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It's really faint.
It is
the beginning.
How you guys find this? You know,
you just listen to the background. You've got to be able to filter out what's actually being said and just listen to the background. So, real quick, I'm going to keep moving on because I still got a couple more. This next one, Albert asks him to make a noise. You hear 3 taps, and then we say, do it again, and then another 2 taps.
Make a sound.
It was responding back to us, and when we asked it to tap again, it definitely tapped again.
How'd you ask him to do it again?
Ted
goes to make
Albert
a sound. He does. Shut the hell up.
All right, now have you guys seen the movie The Grudge?
Mm-mm.
All right, they've got this ghost that comes down out of the closet and makes this crazy clicking noise, like a growling clicking noise. Uh-oh. Whatever this was from The Grudge was down in this basement because we caught the exact same noise of this. So if those of you who've seen the movie, you'll know what I'm talking about, but it sounds just like the ghost from The Grudge.
Wow, you guys are freaked.
It was right in front of us. I mean, literally, like in our face, whatever these noises were in our face.
Let's hear that again. Is that Dreama that's freaking out?
No, that was Katie Ruth. That was Katie Ruth Dream freaking out. But all of us had our, I mean, we all had to go home and change our underwear. It was one of those nights.
Let's hear that clicking again. And that couldn't be like an animal or something animal in the...
It was right in front of us. It was in front of us. I mean, all of these noises literally, except for the come in here. That one did sound like it was a little bit further away. Wow. All of the, and like I said, I had...
And you heard them live.
Exactly. Absolutely. Absolutely. God. So,
jeez.
All right. I'm going to have to skip over a couple of these here. I just want to go straight to the one. I told you I was personally attacked twice. Mm-hmm. One of them happened in a back storage room, actually in compound itself. We're down in this dark... Awesome. Creepy area, and my arm just started burning. I'd either been bitten by a spider,
really?
Or had run into poison ivy, something, and my arm just started burning.
Just isolated in one area,
in
or the
one
whole
area.
Arm?
No, it was just kind of right on my forearm. And so we hit the flashlight on it. Really couldn't see a whole lot with the flashlight. And then when we went out to the parking lot, I had two distinct claw marks about 6 inches long that were going, and we've got pictures of it. We're going to have that up on the website today after we get off the radio as well. But this next event. I don't get into personal feelings. Ooh, I feel this way, I feel that way. But something just kept telling me. Everybody wanted to leave. After all these experiences, they were like, dude, let's just get out of here. Let's go. And I kept saying, no, we're going to stay. Something is going to happen here. Well, I had
something
no
else,
idea.
You mean? Yeah, something more?
Something really exciting was about to happen. So I just couldn't leave. So we all stuck around for a couple more minutes. I was sitting Indian style, had my hands resting on my legs.
Applesauce.
Exactly.
And this is in a dark room, so you're sitting on the floor, and
yes.
There's just a couple of candles around. You got a flashlight?
No, it was pitch black. Pitch black. Not a bit of light. And out of nowhere, I felt the cold leather of a physical boot, like a work boot, kick my hand. My hand slung around because it was kicked so hard, hit Katie Ruth, who was standing right next to me. My recorder, because I was sitting on the ground, my hand hits the recorder. I scream bloody freaking murder. I'm running out. I'm tackling whoever is in front of me so I can get the hell out of this room. And everybody
is completely
freaked
out. You make everybody else stay, but you're the first man out.
Hey, man. Every man for himself at that point. So, but I started hyperventilating. I couldn't breathe. I was about to vomit. It was the most sickening experience I've ever had in my entire life of what we're about to play. Now, we didn't catch any EVPs, but you've got to hear the terror in all of our voices. And this was... You hear me say, I'm done. I am done.
What, Andy?
I have no
What?
Something just kicked my hand. Something just kicked my hand. All right, I'm out of here.
And the whole way you hear me going.
What did it feel like?
It felt like somebody wearing a pair of army boots. Kicked the side of my hand, and it was right on the pinky, like the ball, the side of your hand. And literally, it was so hard that my arm slung around and hit Katie Ruth, who was standing up right next to me.
Wow.
And it was the realest experience because it was physical. I felt the coldness of a leather boot on my hand. I mean, it was unbelievable. I could not, there's no way I could have gone back down there. Now I'm dying to go back down. Now that I've calmed down and changed my underwear, I can't wait to go back. And we are absolutely going back to find out what else we can get out of here.
The Burt Show.
Okay, can we talk about how confusing weight loss has become? Like, one minute it's carbs are bad, and then the next it's, no, actually carbs are fine, but only if you walk 10,000 steps and drink a green juice, and honestly, it's just a lot. And then even if you do lose the weight, keeping it off is a whole different story. If you're struggling and want something that fits your real life, Hers can help. It's designed to support you in reaching your goals in a way that actually fits your life. That's why Weight Loss by Hers is getting so much attention right now.
Hers connects you with licensed medical providers who create doctor-developed treatment plans tailored to you.
They offer access to an affordable range of FDA-approved GLP-1 medications, including the Wegovy pill and the Wegovy pen. It helps regulate your appetite so you eat less and keep the weight off. If you're ready to reach your goals and want to try something new, visit forhers.com/Burt to get personalized, affordable care that gets you. That's F-O-R BORHERS.com/BERT. BORHERS.com/BERT. Waitlist by Hers is not available in all 50 states. Wegovy is a registered trademark of Novo Nordisk A/S. Get started and learn more, including important safety information, Wegovy clinical study information, and restrictions. Visit BORHERS.com.
The Bert Show.
Chase, have I got the story all twisted? What did I do wrong?
Tracy looks Bert's mad in trouble.
No, I'm not mad. I just think you got your T's wrong. We actually have the mom that's doing the thing.
Damn.
And she thinks her friend's being a bit uptight.
Oh. Okay. Okay. I did get that twisted. Does she want to be on the voice disguiser?
Yes. And we're going to call her Alice, but she's on the hotline.
Alice. Good morning, Alice.
Hi.
Hi. Good morning. How are you today?
I'm just fine. How are you?
Good.
Good.
So, you were on the brink of losing your best friend?
Yeah. Yeah, I am. And just think that she's being really unreasonable. And I just don't think that what I'm doing is that wrong. And I know there are other moms that are probably doing the same thing. So, I don't know. I mean, I'm...
And so just to get the history getting up to this point, you guys have been friends for how long? I mean, best friends is a pretty strong label.
Since college. I mean, she's, you know, just, she is one of my dearest, closest friends. And I really respect her. You know, I really love her. And I'm shocked that she's this impassioned because I just think she's being neurotic, frankly.
And you're sure that the detail that you're about to give us is the only reason why she doesn't want to be your best friend anymore.
Yeah.
And did you say that you are sure that you're not the only one who does it? So is your hope in coming on the show is that all of us will go, or at least those of us who have association with children will go, oh yeah, we do that.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I just think that it's kind of, listen, I think people don't readily admit that they do this, but I think that they do it. And I think that, you know, it's, I know it might seem unconventional or, you know, some people wouldn't, I don't know. I just think it's not that big of a deal. In fact, I think it's a pretty good idea.
Okay, got it.
Let's get to it, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, well, I'm a single mom and I work during the day. So my time with my baby daughter is limited. And whenever I am with her and she's awake, you know, I want to play with her. I want her to, you know, really want to engage with her. And so I try to get things done when she's asleep.
Mm-hmm.
And she's been sleeping through the night now. Like, she goes down, she's down, you know. And what I do is after I put her down to sleep, I get her to bed by like 8:30.
Mm-hmm.
I call my home phone using my cell, and I put the phone in her crib. And once I know she's down and out, I run out and I do errands.
What? So you leave the house and you use your cell phone almost like a baby monitor, where if she makes a noise in her home phone, okay.
Yeah, I do, I have the cell phone in my ear, so I hear the whole entire time. I'm never farther than 10 minutes away from home. I run out. I do my grocery shopping, or I'll stop by, get something at Target. I get what I need. I get home. I have never had a problem doing this. Never.
So she wakes up, she starts bawling. You just drop whatever you're doing, you get back into the car, and then you go right home.
Has that ever happened?
That has happened twice. Where, not bawling, but like she's like starts to, like I can tell she's waking up or she needs to, I drop it, I come home. She never even knows.
Wow.
And here's the problem here is that if she starts choking on something or, I mean, things can happen quickly. You're 10 minutes away from home.
Yeah.
No, what is she going to choke on? A blanket? No.
You never know. She's an infant.
I just feel like.
Is she an infant? How old is the baby?
11 months.
Okay. Now, what are the arguments your best friend has said to you about this?
Oh my God, she's an idiot. She's like, call me child abuser. Like, she thinks that I am being like a child abuser, and she's just been so extreme. I just think way overly fearful and neurotic. And, you know, and listen, and I have a neighbor that knows that I do this, that if I needed something with immediate attention, I always make sure that she's home when I do this. I don't, like, leave if I don't have that as a backup, too. So, you know, I have someone that's, like, you know, next door if I'm like, listen, she understands the situation. I don't want to be taking, schlepping her out after I get home from work, after I feed her dinner, to take her out to do errands. The only time I have to do things. You know, it's not an ideal situation. But this is the situation I'm in, and I'm blessed to have a baby that's really good. You know?
Now, I don't agree with what you're doing. I tend to agree with your friend a little bit more, but I have heard of other people doing this with working out, that they'll put their baby down for a nap and then go for a run.
Oh, really? And leave the house?
Uh-huh. Excuse me.
I wouldn't be able to focus on my run because I'd always be nervous about what was happening to the baby in the crib.
In a run, especially, like, because I would think going to the store, you have your car there, and worst case scenario, you beep your horn, you flash your lights, you run lights, you get home quickly. If you're running and you're 3 miles away,
mm-hmm.
and that thing starts making noise, then you're like,
It's the craziest thing I ever heard of in my life. I got to be honest with you. Mm-hmm. I mean, it would never even cross my mind. I've got two boys, and it would never even cross my mind.
No way.
Huh? And if you're looking for support and other people to call up and say that they're doing the same thing, you're not going to get it. Hey, Amanda, good morning. You're on Q100.
Hey, I am so appalled that I am a single mom, too, and very busy, but you have to work your errands in. It's so unsafe to do that, to leave a child unattended. It's just flat out wrong, and I can't believe people do this. It's crazy.
If you have the neighbor next door as your backup every night, then why can't you just ask the neighbor to come over? Because you say it's only 10 minutes at a time, right? Why can't you just ask the neighbor?
She has two older children. They're like 7 and 8, so mm-hmm. she can't leave her kids. You know, I wouldn't leave. This isn't forever. It's just her now. Well, she's a baby. I'm not going to, you know, I...
If there's a 0.005% chance that something would go wrong, why would you even risk it? Like, the risk is way too great.
Now, couldn't the argument be made, because I'm going to do that public defender thing y'all were talking about last week, which means I don't agree with her, but I'm just saying on her side of it.
Right.
Couldn't the argument be made that the risk of her child being hurt in a car accident or at the store or whatever would be as equal as, or maybe even greater than her lying at home in an empty crib?
No. You're more in control of your own car.
Then what? Like, she's lying in an empty crib.
But I'm sure it's not. No one has an empty crib. There's nothing in the crib. It's just the baby.
Or a blanket or whatever.
I mean, still. Yeah. Baby could choke on a blanket. I don't know. Who knows what could happen? Ceiling tile falls down into the crib.
Somebody breaks in the house.
Someone breaks into the house.
I think it's just
Jen Hobby just said that.
I feel like the whole public defender thing, like saying, using the public defender example, like somebody could run a red light. Somebody could be drunk on the road. The cart at the store could be wobbly and tip over with the baby in it.
You still feel like you're there and still can protect.
But knowingly,
because you're there.
Yeah, knowingly taking the chance. As the parent,
but
what's the chance? You're knowingly taking a chance on anything. I mean, being away from your child, being 10 minutes away.
Fire in the house.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I mean, it's just you are consciously making the choice to do that. And so if something bad happens, you have nobody to blame but yourself.
Hey, Marie, good morning. You're on Q100.
Good morning. I'm a police officer, and I swear to God, I'm so ready to come down here and get the information on this lady. I work with child crimes, and I mean, I'm literally shaking in my boots right now. I've had situations just like this where people leave, the house catches fire, people leave, the baby chokes, people leave. Sweetheart, you have sexual predators in your neighborhood, and trust me, they're watching you. They're watching every move that you make. You might want to be very, very, very careful. I don't know, you said something about a neighbor. How well do you know this neighbor?
Oh, she's a sweet lady. She goes to church. I mean, she's, not,
well.
She's a mother.
Yeah, you're a little bit too trusting. I don't know if you watch the news. Do you watch the news how babies and children just walking from the bus stop wind up missing, and you're leaving your baby in the house?
That's what happened to that 7-year-old down in Florida.
I'm sorry?
I locked the house. The only person has the key is my neighbor. I'm sorry, but I...
Okay, I'm going to let you know this. I'm making a visit to the first show this morning, and I swear I'm going to find out who you are. And that's all I got to say.
The best friend is Marilyn. Okay. And Marilyn must have been listening this morning because she's on the phone now.
Okay.
Hey, Marilyn.
Hey, I want to thank you guys so much because, Alice told you that, like, I was so upset over this that, like, I was ready to end the friendship. But after talking to you and hearing from your listeners, she called me and she was a mess. She was in tears.
Really?
She swore that she was never going to do that again and she felt like she was an awful mother. And, I mean, I gave her the tough love. I was like, look, you have been an awful mother, but if you're changing your ways, then that's a good sign.
Oh, that's awesome.
Good. Great.
Do you believe her?
I do believe her because she was beyond upset. And there's no way she's not going to keep her word on this one, especially, mm-hmm. I mean, if that's the whole reason that we're friends again, I'm going to be keeping my eyes out on it.
When she told you initially she was doing this, you must have been shocked. Like, my friend's not capable of being this bad, a parent.
Thought she was kidding at first. Like, that just is so incredibly irresponsible. I was furious.
Mm-hmm.
And she just seemed so casual about it. You know, like, oh, well, you know, I mean...
Heard.
Have a phone. It's like a baby monitor. But she's, like, forever away. I mean, even 5 minutes away can be forever away. Mm-hmm. You know?
It really is like a punchline. It would be like something Jeff would say, like make a suggestion he would do if he was babysitting somebody.
Right.
We'd all laugh about it. Oh, yeah. That's so ridiculous.
Shocking.
Right. Wow. Okay. Well, that's good.
Yes.
Great.
So your friendship's back intact, and her baby is safe, and so a happy ending.
Yeah.
Something will go wrong.
I want to thank you so much for that.
Until the next time she needs to go to Target, and she's going to be like, "Well,
no, don't say that. Don't say that." Yeah.
I told her, "Look, you got to go to Target during the day, and you know, bring the kid with you. That's what parents do."
Right.
And that's still spending quality time. I mean, you're still with your daughter one on one, just shopping.
Baby doesn't know. As long as she's with mom, she doesn't care.
Exactly. Mm-hmm.
Right.
All right, Marilyn. Thank you for the update.
Thank you.
Appreciate it. The Burt Show.